All right, so we are recording now, and for starters, please state your name and your title.
My name is Marcia Cunningham. I'm with the Brookfield Area Growth Partnership, and I am the program coordinator for the partnership.
Now, why don't you start out by explaining just a little bit about what this Walk of Heroes project is?
I'd be happy to. A couple of years ago, we had a project that was the renovation of our Soldier Monument that stands between our twin parks on North Main Street. The statue has been there for 100 years, and it had fallen into disrepair, and so there was a big campaign to restore the statue, and people gave very generously to that, and we were able to do that. And so now, once again, the statue is standing proud, watching over the streets of Brookfield. But to continue up on that, we have started a downtown revitalization program as well. And we want to start that in the Twin Parks. And so on either side of the soldier statue is the East Twin Parks and the West Twin Parks. And one of the first phases that we want to do is to create a Walk of Heroes. So that's kind of the background information on how we got started with this. But this is kind of an opportunity for us to fundraise and also honor our military heroes. And in the process, we'll be making the Walk of Heroes and then doing some other renovations that need to be done in the park.
And what will this Walk of Heroes look like? And can you be more specific on where it's going to be located?
Yes. In East Twin Parks and West Twin Parks, there is a sidewalk that runs parallel to the oval on which the soldier statue stands. There's going to be one sidewalk in the East Twin Parks and one sidewalk in the West Twin Parks that's going to be re-poured. It will be a new sidewalk in each of the parks. And lining those sidewalks will be granite bricks. And those granite bricks will be engraved with the names of our military men and women who are currently serving, have served, or that have long since passed. But anybody that would like to purchase a brick in honor of a loved one are welcome to do so.
And those looking to purchase a brick, who do they need to contact?
You can contact our office. It's the Brookfield Area Growth Partnership. If you're in Brookfield, we're located at 207 North Main. But if you would like to call, you can call at 660-258-7278, and we'll be happy to send you information with it. Or you can email me at mkkec@sbcglobal.net, and I'll be happy to email you information on it.
Now, who came up with this idea? This is a great idea.
Well, we have a committee that has actually been working on the park, the renovation of the park. And this actually was the idea of Nancy Sequeiro. She is on one of our committees, and she suggested that it might be something that would really coordinate well with what we've got going on in the park, number one, with the restoration of the statue. And then also there's another memorial wall that is in the East Twin Parks that lists the names of soldiers from the area as well. And so with this, we just thought that this would just be another opportunity. So we have a lofty goal of selling 1,000 bricks, and we are trying to, our goal is to wrap up our sales by Veterans Day, which is November 11th, and then we're hoping to pour and dedicate the sidewalks next spring by Memorial Day.
All right. Well, Marcia, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Well, I just want to just reiterate that this is just the first step in a long-term process of renovating. Along with doing the Walk of Heroes, we want to also make sure that we, do some of the curbing that is up in the park and some of the other sidewalks and kind of re-landscape, especially the oval right away where the statue is located, and make some crosswalks that will go from East Twin Parks to West Twin Parks. So it's a long range process. This is just the first of several things, and we have a Piccadilly event that we're going to have for ladies only on October 10th, and that's another fundraiser to help us with the process. So a lot of exciting things happening, and we're certainly honored to be part of the process because we love our community.